Luxembourg will begin enforcing a partial ban on smartphones in schools from today, starting at primary level. This comes as a part of a nationwide push to curb screen time and support students' mental health. Cardinals will meet today to decide the date for Pope Francis's funeral. The pontiff died at his home in the Vatican on Monday, aged 88, after suffering a stroke. Luxembourg Prime Minister Luc Fredrin is currently in Japan for an official visit aimed at reinforcing bilateral relations. In Tokyo, Fredrin will hold talks with Japanese Prime Minister Ishiba and economic representatives. Gaza's Civil Defense Agency has accused the Israeli military of carrying out summary executions in the killing of 15 rescue workers last month, rejecting the findings of an internal probe by the army. And Harvard sued the U.S. administration on Monday in a sharp escalation of the fight between the prestigious university and President Donald Trump. For more of these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. And for the weather, it's continuing to be a cloudy day with moderate showers possible this afternoon. It should dry off by this evening and temperatures will rise to a maximum of 15 degrees before falling back to around 11 degrees Celsius later in the evening.